Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today we're talking with Angie Snow. Angie and her husband Ryan run Western Heating and Air Conditioning in the Orem, Utah area. Together they built a really successful and growing business. They've got a lot of interesting topics that we could discuss with Ryan and Angie, but today specifically I wanted to talk with Angie about company culture. She and Ryan are very intentional about their company culture, and I think it's something that we can all learn from. So welcome, Angie.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm well. So I'd like to ask you four questions today around this topic of company culture. Let me apologize in advance because I know each one of these is worth a lot more time and you could go into a lot more depth. But I just want to, for the purposes of this podcast, hit it at a very high level. So the questions are, why is company culture important? Secondly, how would you describe your company culture? Then what did you do to implement and maintain your company culture? And lastly, what are the results? And I think if we kind of go through those, we'll get a great feel for company culture and we could learn a lot from you about it. So why is company culture important to you guys?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I didn't realize it was so important at the time that we purchased our business. And it wasn't until we'd had our business for a couple of years and we were losing employees and we just weren't gelling, you know. And so we kind of took a step back and thought, what are we doing wrong? What do we need to have in place? And, you know, culture, I've come to find out since then, is it really defines you as a company. And, you know, it's just like a person is known and loved because of their character and their personality. Your company is known and loved because of their culture. You think about companies that you choose to do business with, whether it's a restaurant or a shopping center or something, you know, along those lines. You may choose them for price or convenience, but for me, I like to go somewhere where there's a good feeling, where the employees there treat me well. It's more about a feeling. And so, you know, the culture is the tone or the feeling, the values. Essentially, that's the culture of your company. And so, you know, what do you want to be known as? You want to be known as the crooked, dishonest contractor or an honest, professional, dependable contractor that people know and love and trust. So that's why culture is so important, I think.
Okay, fair enough. And it makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, I've wondered many times, why is it that I like to go to Starbucks? And why is it that at every mm-hmm. Starbucks I get largely the same treatment and the same cup of coffee, and, you know, I pay a ridiculous amount for it, mm-hmm. but I keep going back. You know, why is that? So it sort of feels like in their case, they've developed a culture and an environment that says, you know, this is a good place. It's a kind of place that you'll be welcome at and you'll feel comfortable at. So is that part of it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I think it just goes into so many aspects of life too, because before I was in heating and air conditioning, I was an elementary teacher. And one of the philosophies that I lived by was, and that I heard and I loved, was the students that you teach may never remember the things that you taught them, but they will always remember how they felt. And so the same goes for your business. When people think of your company, they're going to remember how they felt when they did business with you and how they were treated. And this goes for customers and for your employees. You know, was this a company I loved working at, or was this, they didn't treat me very well? So I think it's definitely a big part of that.
Very good. So how would you describe your company culture?
Our company culture is typically based on family. You know, we're a family-owned business. Ryan and I, we're a mom and dad. We have four children, and we're very involved with our family. We also have parents. We have brothers and sisters. We have family all around us. And for us, family comes first. And so we wanted that to definitely influence the way we run our business. And, you know, we base a lot of decisions around our culture on family. You know, I think about my own parents. My dad's getting a little older. And, you know, if I needed to send a contractor or someone to his home to do business with him, I would want to send someone that I could trust. You know, someone that would be fair and honest with him, someone that would respect his home, someone that would be, you know, like an advocate for them, that would teach him and help him understand different options so he could make the best decision that he needed to. I wouldn't want this person to use horrible language around him. I wouldn't want them to sell him something he didn't need or, you know, have anyone take advantage of him. I would want someone in his home that I could trust. And so that's the kind of company that I want to be. I want to be that company that we can trust, that you would trust to send to your grandma's house or that you would trust to send to your family. And so with that in mind, we have to live what we preach, right? So we have to treat our employees like family, and we believe strongly that we treat our employees fairly. We love them. We do things with them that are we would do with our family, and in return they reciprocate that and they carry that out to our customers. And so that's the kind of culture we have where we are. You know, we treat our employees like family and they treat our customers like family.
I like it. So what did you do, how did you build this, and what did you do to implement and maintain your company culture?
Well, the first thing we needed to do was come up with some company values. And like I said, once you can decide your character, the character you want, what you believe in, it's kind of easy from there. We started writing down things that we wanted to be a part of our culture. We made a list, 20, 30 different values, and we thought, oh my goodness, this is too many. So after you've made a list of values, cut it down to between 5 and 10 values that you want to represent your business or your company. We chose 8. We defined them. We have professionalism. We have honesty, efficiency, accountability. We have trust. We have family, community, and customers for life. And so these are our values, and we defined them. We wrote down a definition as to what each of these meant to us. And then we posted them. We put them in our handbook. We hung them up in our halls, in our training room, everywhere. And then we refer to them all the time. We talk about them with our employees all the time in our trainings, our meetings. In fact, this morning we just had a company meeting, and our value of the month is family. And so we talked about family. And it's a great thing to do. And then to continue to implement these and really get your team to buy into it, you have to acknowledge your team when they're doing these things. So, for example, we'll pull up some reviews and be like, hey, look, this customer really loved that you were out there. You wore shoe covers. You were honest with them. And you even treated their dog nice. What a great job, you know. Acknowledge them and let them know that you're seeing that they're living these values and doing the things that you've asked them to do.
That's great. So what results have you had that stemmed from the company culture?
Well, I feel like I can honestly say that I have the best group of people working for me right now. When we first rolled out our values, there were probably a few employees that we had that didn't really align with those values. And when you don't align and you don't fit in, you almost weed yourself out. You know, that's not where you fit in and you don't belong there. And so these values have really helped us as we've built our team. We use these values to hire us with. We look, when we're looking at candidates for job positions, they need to fall in line with these values. And we've had, you know, a few people that we've hired and felt like they were a good fit, and, you know, they just didn't gel with the values and they kind of weed themselves out, like I said. But our retention is up, and we seldom have problems now with any of our employees. They know that we all get along, that we're a family. And probably one of my favorite results is just that to be able to see these values and to see our culture coming out into our reviews online, to see people writing, wow, this is such a professional company. I've never had a company so dependable. They call me twice a year to get me tuned up. I've never had, you know, they rave about us. And I love that because I'm not having to go rave about myself. Someone else is doing it for me. And it's great. We're just building a strong team and strong values, and it's great. I love it.
So it makes it easier to hire the people that you want to hire.
Mm-hmm.
The people that don't fit in sort of end up weeding themselves out because the
right.
company culture is so strong and they just don't feel like it's a fit. And then the retention is better. And
mm-hmm.
your customers get treated the way you want them to get treated, which means you build customers for life, which is the goal of your business. Sounds like it's worked out really well for you guys.
Yes, it has. We've loved it, and it continues to be fun as we continue to develop our culture. I don't think you're ever done. I think it's something you always have to be working on, and it just makes going to work fun, and that's what it should be. It should be enjoyable to go to work. It should be a great place to be and where you can feel happy and feel part of a family.
Perfect. Well, Angie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. This has been informative, very useful, and I just think the world of you and Ryan. You guys are such great people. You've built such a great company. The values are all perfect. You guys are a shining example for so many in the industry. It's great to see you guys doing well. I know from time to time you and Ryan do presentations at the Success by Design Days and you speak at different industry events. Will we get to see you and Ryan at the Service World Expo in Las Vegas this October?
Absolutely. We would not miss it. We are so excited for it. We've got our t-shirts on. We've got them packed already and got our team members ready to come with us. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event. We can't wait.
Fabulous.
You know, there's nowhere else we'd rather be. Anything that Service Nation Alliance or Service Roundtable puts on is always A+, five-star quality. So we are very much looking forward to that.
Aw, thanks a bunch. Thanks for agreeing to do this. I really appreciate it. And say hi to Ryan.
Sure will. Thank you.